Cove from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for this week of September 26, 2020. My name is Taylor and I'm your phonologist for this week. Some days have been warm and you could be outside all day. Others have been cloudy, misty, and gloomy and cold. Thursday and Friday have been a lot colder now. Scarlett has noticed it gets darker early in the evening. Miss TG noticed that the sun angle is getting lower during the evening walks. The sun is behind the trees, so she is colder walking in the shadow of the trees, even though the sun is out. Sarah noticed that the ground was soaked after the rain on Thursday, October 1st. Addie noticed some white fuzzy growth on a branch at her house on Friday, the 25th. And then when we went on the nature trail on Thursday, the 1st of October, Mr. K noticed the same white fuzz on a branch upon closer inspection. They were alive. We did some research and found out that they are called woolly aphids, and they suck the sap from the trees. They look white, soft, and fuzzy, and cool. Tons of birds are now heading south for the winter. Ava enjoyed watching four bald eagles soaring overhead on Thursday, October 1st, and she could see their white tails as they flew. Besides eagles and hawks soaring high above, many small birds hang around the roads this time of year. Why? Because the warmth of the pavement attracts insects, and there are also lots of seeds to eat on the roadsides. Please give them a break. If you are driving and you see them flying, speeds of around 45 and 50 miles per hour on our country roads, give them some time to get out of the way. Freya noticed flocks of dark-eyed juncos around the solar panels and our school fields all day on Thursday, October 1st. They are still moving through on Friday the 2nd. There have been lots of songbirds in our yards recently. Adeline has spotted some dark-eyed juncos and a few white-throated sparrows flocking on her lawn. Lissa heard an owl hooting at some of its prey in her yard on Sunday the 27th. Students have been filling feeders way more often. Several students have reported birds curiously close to their houses on Thursday, October 10th. Lars witnessed a flock of ravens circling around the road, possibly discovering roadkill. Kendall has a trail camera out in his woods, and it has been taking pictures of several deer. His cousin saw a bear at his house. Adeline's cousins and brother saw a few coyotes about 10 feet from his treehouse. Amy's dog got sprayed by a skunk on September 25th. On that same day, Kurt saw two bucks with forked antlers. The velvet on the antlers was a brown-orange. They were running on a trail. Maple and other leaves have been dropping colorful leaves onto the ground. Pretty soon, the whole ground will be covered in leaves. Scarlett has noticed on many mornings her lawn is covered in frost. Root vegetables like carrots and beets are being pulled from the hard frost. Gardens have been giving their last plants of the year, such as pumpkins and other squash, potatoes, chard, and tomatoes. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.